they're supposed to do a routine polygraph for all the new hires that they have for 100%. Right now, they're only doing about 15%, and they're trying to get that up to, you know, 25, 30, and on up to 100%. And it's, like I said, that's probably going to take most of 2011 to hire the what they call polygraphers, the folks that do the polygraphs. And that's going to take a little time. But also part of this is they do an ongoing background check where at least once every 5 years at a minimum, they're supposed to do a thorough background check on their employees. And when they do these, the polygraph is great, but also the background checks. When they do these, you know, they actually find a lot of issues and a lot of problems with these folks, and some of those are corruption issues. And that's what we've really focused on, because when you look at the drugs in this country today, 50% of all the methamphetamine in this country comes through Mexico. That's the same with marijuana, and 90% of all the cocaine that comes into the U.S. comes through Mexico. This is a huge industry down in Mexico, is these drug cartels. And unfortunately, they have a lot of muscle in the U.S. as well, and we're even seeing that in Fayetteville. There's a Mexican drug cartel presence in Fayetteville. There's one in Fort Smith. There's one in Little Rock. So this is a real problem, and this is not something that's just isolated down on the border. This is one that's hitting home.
Heading into the final days, weeks of a lame duck Congress, do you expect to see much come out of Washington between now and the next seating?
I don't expect a whole lot to get done in this session of Congress. I think the two main things that we're trying to do is, one, to keep the government running. We need to, you know, we've done all of our appropriation stuff in the Senate, on the Senate side, and we have not, basically because of the floor situation and the filibusters and all that, we've not been able to get any of those passed through the Senate and get those done like we should have. So we need to get all that done. And probably what we'll do is what they call a continuing resolution, where we just, you know, kind of hold this over till next year, and, you know, we'll do this next year. But see, we have that, keep the government running. And the second thing is the tax cuts. And everybody's been talking about the Bush tax cuts and what we do with them. The problem with extending all of the Bush tax cuts is you're going to add $4 trillion to the national debt. And that's something I'm not comfortable doing. I think we need to be going the other way on debt. But at the same time, I think, you know, in fairness, this is not a good time to be raising taxes on people around the country, because when you look at our economy, you know, more taxes is kind of the last thing we need right now. So my guess is what we'll do is either for a year or two, you know, some or all of these will be extended for a year or two, and then some may be extended for a longer period of time, and others may sunset at other times. But they're working on that right now. The president and the leaders of both houses, Democrats and Republicans, had a meeting at the White House this week about that and about the START treaty. And they are trying to work through those issues right now to try to get everything done by the end of the year.
Would you be okay with repealing the Bush tax cuts on the wealthiest segment of Americans?
You know, I am. And one reason I am is the folks need to remember that if you make over, you know, let's say $250,000 in income or over $1 million in income, some people are talking about $1 million level now, but if you make over that amount, you still get the benefit of the tax cuts, you know, from zero to the million. So you still get a tax cut, and that is still extended, but you just don't get it over and above the $1 million level. And again, when you look at the deficit that we're in, this deficit spiral, every year we're doing more and more deficit, and that just compounds the national debt. We cannot stay on this same track. And one thing I'm really glad that happened this week in Washington is the Debt Commission came out with their recommendations. Now, look, a lot of these are going to be very unpopular, but we have to look at our books. We have to get our fiscal house in order. We have to look at our discretionary spending, our entitlements, and our taxes. We have to put everything on the table. And to me, the Bush tax cuts are really part of a larger discussion we need to have about getting our fiscal house in order. My sense is that most people in our state don't want to pay any more taxes, but if we do some spending cuts and we do some other things, That they, if a tax increase or at least changes in the tax code are part of that package, I think most people in our state would be willing to do it if we actually reduce the debt. And so the debt commission that came out this week, they now have a plan, a blueprint on how to do that. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are going to be some things that are not popular, you know, that they're trying to get to where they need to be. And I think they're going to save $4 trillion over 10 years, which is pretty impressive.
You've gone on record as opposing the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Does the Pentagon survey that was released this week change your mind at all?
You know, let me tell you, it really opens my mind, because what I've tried to say all along, and I haven't always done this articulately, but what I've always tried to say is the Pentagon has been in a process. They have this survey, and the survey results are now out. They're doing some other things over there at the Pentagon to look at how Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal would impact readiness, how it would impact morale, recruitment, retention. You know, you also have to remember, we have two wars going on right now, and you don't want to upset the apple cart too much. Well, apparently, with this survey that came out this week, and the Armed Services Committee is having hearings on it this week, on Thursday and Friday of this week here in the Senate, you know, apparently the results of that are that this maybe isn't as big of an obstacle as some people maybe thought it was going to be. So I look forward to digging into that survey when I get a minute. I just hadn't had a chance this week. And I look forward to listening to the Armed Services testimony and see where we are. But, you know, I'm glad that the Pentagon has been going through this process, and it looks like it's been a fair process, and I want to weigh that before I make my decision.